Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 15th, 2019. Today is Friday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from John's Gospel beginning in the third chapter and the 22nd verse. Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, the one you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him.' He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." One of the things that never wavers about John the Baptist is his clarity of mission and his clarity of call. This remains consistent throughout the four Gospels' accounts of John, even though some of the stories they tell about John are slightly different. You might recall in John's Gospel, the story of Jesus' baptism, John definitively says, "I am not the Messiah." And he repeats that claim in this passage. But just because John was clear about who he was, didn't mean that his disciples were clear about it. And it didn't mean that the people who had been John's supporters could readily surrender John's status when Jesus' star, so to speak, begins to rise. They're concerned because it appears that they are losing some of their following to Jesus, that John's following is beginning to wane as Jesus' following is beginning to wax. Well, Bible scholars have spent a lot of time trying to figure out the exact relationship between John the Baptist and Jesus beyond what we hear in the texts of Scripture, which intimate that John and Jesus were cousins, kinfolk. Some folks have speculated that perhaps Jesus was a disciple of John before he received John's baptism. Others speculate that at least a few of Jesus' disciples had been followers of John before Jesus comes on the scene. Some people believe that Jesus must have had a relationship with some of the first disciples he called, James and Peter and John, because he calls them and they just simply drop everything and follow him. And the speculation is, well, they had to have known Jesus, otherwise they wouldn't have left everything behind on the whim of a complete stranger. Well, the reality is all of that is speculation. But what the Scripture does attest to is that John understood his role, that he was the forerunner, that he was the herald of the Messiah, that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, that he was the person who's preaching repentance until the Messiah comes along and preaches repentance as well. However, John related to Jesus in what we would call real life, well, we don't know all of that because we don't have a lot of detail. But what we do know is that John seems to have no illusions about what his ministry is. And when I read John's final line in today's reading, "He must increase, I must decrease," when I read that, I don't read that as someone who's feeling sorry for himself. I read that as someone who understands that his particular work, his particular role in God's plan of salvation has been fulfilled. I think that there's something for us to learn in this story of John the Baptist. So often, I think in church, we think it's our job to save the world. We've got to win them over to Jesus, or we've got to fulfill all of the needs of the world as an extension of the ministry of Jesus. We've got to feed all the hungry. We've got to save all the poor. We've got to right all of the injustices. We've somehow got to do it on our own. Now, let me be clear. We have a ministry. We have a role. We certainly need to feed the hungry. We certainly need to be concerned about the injustices of the world. We certainly need to be reaching out to those who are on the margins. Yes, we have that ministry, but we are not the saviors of the world. Jesus is. Every ministry that we do is under the rubric of Jesus' ministry. Jesus is the Savior of the world. We are the proclaimers of that good news. And we proclaim that good news in word, and we proclaim it in deeds of compassion and mercy and service. But let's be clear. We are at our best when we understand our relationship to Jesus, to understand that we are not the Messiah, we are not the Savior. We trust the Savior to do the Savior's work, and we do our work in response. Always, 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 Jesus must increase, and we must decrease. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.